This is a production of Cornell University.
A UA meeting, May 6, 2009.
Okay, meeting is called to order. Do we have a sign-in sheet?
I'm just going to sign in people because it's a different.
Okay.
Different
group. All right, and then let's move on to a item that's not on here that I want to get off and out of the way. And I have a proposed resolution for the group, which may or may not get voted on. Do we have a quorum?
I think we're going to figure that out later.
Okay. And it's resolution 9.
If you want to make it bigger, go under 100%, I'd make it 200%.
Hence why I wanted you there. Whereas Kathleen York has served as a dedicated member of the Codes and Judicial Committee of the Assembly for 25 years and its chair for the last at least 10 years, and whereas in the time Kathleen has been a driving force in oversight of the over the campus judicial system and shepherding the editing and revision of the Campus Code of Conduct, now therefore be it resolved that the University Assembly would like to recognize. There's a typo there, Ari. And commend Kathleen for her service. And be it further resolved that the University Assembly presents a certificate of commendation to Kathleen E. Rourke.
Well,
that's
actually nice
of you. And
there you go. All right. All
right. Well, I told Peggy, you guys can call me.
Yeah. That's so gracious of you,
I'm in the book. But that was nice of you. It's been a pleasure serving with all you guys.
And Marty had nothing but great words to say. Because he's the one that started this.
Yeah, I enjoy working with Marty, too.
Who's that for?
It's fun. All of you guys.
And I thank you.
Oh.
Because you've helped me this year.
Oh, my pleasure.
So I think we're going to miss you.
Yeah, well, that's
my favorite thing. And since we're on to resolutions, there's another one that Kate has for the CJB, right?
Sorry, I'm not going to hang around for this one, too.
If you would so choose
okay. To
do so, you may.
Okay. You still have a copy of the new Judicial Board selections in front of you. I believe we decided this on Tuesday. It was confirmed on Tuesday or today?
The minutes were confirmed today, but the vote was yesterday.
Were confirmed today. We voted on these yesterday. Do you want me to go through and read the whole thing?
No, but we didn't vote on the previous resolution. Do we have to? We do?
Probably should.
Yeah.
We'll say call for acclamation. Are we talking about this?
No, the previous one. For Kathleen, we need to vote on Kathleen. So
that's
vote.
What I was referring to.
Yeah, I need to bump that.
Okay,
you want to move it? Or I'll move it.
You guys voted
last week. Oh yes, you're right. Yeah, we did. We did vote.
No.
Kathleen.
Commendation.
A commendation. We need to vote on it. I so move that resolution.
I move for a call by affirmation that we accept the resolution.
Can we do that?
What are you looking at me? Can you do that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So that, therefore, we don't have to individually vote on it, right?
You just have to.
As long as there's nobody opposed.
Any opposed? Seeing...
I do not oppose.
Okay. Seeing no opposition, it is passed.
Thank you.
have one correction for the record. It's going to be resolution one because next year's university assembly now.
So this would be the 09-10.
Does that make this number two?
Yes.
Staffing? Okay.
Take it away.
But this was just voting on who's going to be on the, I guess, the university hearing or the review board?
Yes. The Cochran Judicial Committee goes through an application process, and then once they are confirmed through the committee, they are brought forward to DOA, which then we debate on if we have issues. And then we need to confirm for it to officially pass. And resolution two is just in front of you. Would you like me to read the whole thing, Rodney? Or for resolution two?
Do we have that on your computer?
Yeah, it's right. Where did you go?
From last week? You want last
name? Is this on your computer? University here in review board?
No.
I don't have a resolution of that.
Okay.
I can just read the whole thing. Resolution 2 to staff additional members to the university hearing and review board. Whereas the university assembly charter states that the assembly may select the members of the hearing and review board, and whereas the Office of Assemblies has identified 15 student vacancies and 10 staff vacancies in the university hearing and review board pool for the 2009-2010 academic year. And whereas the office has solicited for applications from the student and employee communities as called for in the campus code of conduct, and whereas the Code and Judicial Committee of the Assembly has reviewed all applications received, and whereas CJC has recommended the following students for appointment until the spring 2011 semester: Lana Edelman, Derek Evanson, Kevin Coe, Catherine Riley, Rustin Rodewald, Eve Shabto, Ben Wegner, Andrew White, Lin Zeng. Whereas CJC has recommended the following students for appointment until the spring 2010 semester: Mark Fontana, Eric Gunther, Stephen Santangelo, Jeff Wills. Whereas CJC has recommended the following staff for appointment until the spring 2011 semester: Tracy Thompson. Be it therefore resolved that the Assembly approves the recommendation appointments of the CJC. Respectfully submitted, Cade Layton, University Assembly Liaison, the Codes and Judicial Committee. And before we pass this, one friendly amendment I was just informed of is that Tracy Thompson's name is actually spelled E-Y. And I'll accept that as friendly. For clarification, we split up the sophomores and freshmen into two-year terms, and then the four that are listed in the second section are rising seniors, so their term will expire at the end of next year. Any questions?
The wording of the term where it said until the spring semester, I think it's through the spring semester. Let's make sure it's clear that they're serving through the spring, not
through the end of
whatever the friendly amendment might be.
I'll accept the friendly amendment to change the wording from until to through the end of. The spring 2011 semester.
And that would be in all three?
Yeah, in all three whereas.
Except.
So the one where you list the longer list, the shorter list, and then the employee. There are three places that needs to be changed.
Yeah, I will accept friendly amendments in all three places.
We also voted to renew the people who asked to be renewed.
Yeah.
I don't have their name right here, but maybe the executive committee can do that by now.
Sure.
You'll have a minute, so
right.
You can get that way.
So you got them somewhere? Okay.
Call for acclamation.
Any opposed? Seeing none, it passes.
That's it.
That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Thank you.
We'll miss you.
Thank you.
But you're only a phone call away.
Yeah. We all have fun.
Okay, let's... any reports from the essay? Updates?
They elected a new board, I guess. They did that a couple weeks ago, and their last meeting was last Thursday before the new board gets seated.
Okay.
A new what kind of board?
Was it an internal board, like vice president, internal election, and I think so.
Like an executive committee?
Yeah, the entire re-elected set of SA members a couple weeks ago, they have an internal election to decide all positions. But the old SA members were seated until last Thursday, and that was their last meeting. So from now on, the new SA members will be the seated SA student assembly.
And they won't meet. They won't meet again until
next year,
the fall.
Okay. We have such a small group because we're only. This is the new UA for next year. Is Marty's term up for one?
Correct.
Okay. So, but we don't have the new people filling in yet.
Correct.
Okay.
The appointments for faculty come from the
faculty's
office, and we have not received them.
So
at the end of the semester, I think that includes our undergrad, and grad students to some extent.
So I'm going to ask the dean of faculty's office to try and fill the four spots. Spots.
I know Candy Sepp's been the administrative assistant in the faculty's office. Other people retiring, so they're kind of a little bit in flux this year. I think they're also having the election, faculty election, later than it normally would be, so that kind of has slowed down the appointment.
So, any update from the GPSA?
My name is Farina Bender, and I've just been appointed to UA through GPSA at our meeting, and the update that I'd like to give is that we elected a new roster of officers for next year. Nyhoff Evanson is our president. Erica Gutierrez is our vice president, is our executive vice president, and Brian Foster is going to be our vice president for operations. We also had four new committee heads.
Any update from the EDA?
We also have some new members of the EA, and also our charter that has gone under extensive review is in the president's office, waiting for his approval. And that's it.
Who's going to be the head of the EA?
We haven't had those elections yet.
Okay. Anything from the faculty senate? Okay.
I think those elections are on June 3rd, I believe. Is that correct?
Sorry?
The elections for the EA officers, is it June 3rd?
Yeah,
June 3rd.
So we'll know in the fall.
Yeah.
Anybody else have any pressing issues that they need to add to the agenda?
You got mine.
I have yours.
I don't want to prolong this, but would it be interesting to hear from new members what you think the major issues are for your constituency in the coming year? It may be premature to ask that now. I'm just thinking about what people
see as the major issue for employees in the
community? Well, most of you guys know me because I've been coming for the past few minutes, but I'm the new, newly elected undergraduate representative, and but I've seen over the past year a few events that have kind of, what's the right word? Say something stronger than I mean, but it's kind of bothered me. Take place at Cornell. I don't know if any of you remember, but in the fall we had there was a pro-life group on campus that put displays had a university approved display on the engineering quad, and then there was kind of a little bit of a commotion that arose from that with an administrator in the engineering office, and there was trying to take down the signs, and there were some issues that arose from that. And then later, in the beginning of this spring semester, the student assembly imposed a moratorium on new student groups, as everyone's probably aware. And then also there was the Chi Alpha controversy that recently been in the university press. And I think we've seen a few issues come up where there's been, some serious questions raised about kind of, student freedoms and, the ability for students. This is a great university. I mean, I think we all think that's why we're all involved here. And some of the things I've seen have kind of bothered me. And, when I was looking into things, something I thought that would be useful that we do is, I don't know how exactly this would be structured or how we would go about it, but something I would like to see happen is some type of campus rights and freedoms committee be created, either as like a subcommittee of CJC, or I'm not sure how exactly it would work, but they would deal with these types of student issues, and they would consider thoroughly consider all the issues involved, and they would also consider maybe like academic freedom type issues with faculty, and then similar types of issues that arise with staff and employees, discrimination issues and so forth. And I think that this would involve all the constituent groups, and I think it could do a lot of good for the university community. So that's something I would like that I hope to work on next year.
There's also the arts class, the vandalism of the
Most of that's already covered, though, in the campus code, isn't it?
Well, yes and no. I mean, a lot of it is covered, yes, but I feel like not nearly to the extent that it should be.
Okay.
I feel like one of my main goals for the UA, which we had a meeting about earlier in the semester with Kelly and Jim Blair, is to decide if UA needs to be restructured to get out any inefficiencies. And right now, a lot of the issues you brought up fall under the jurisdiction and purview of the SA, especially as far as funding goes, SAFC, and student issues. So if that was something you really wanted to pursue, I think you'd have to talk to Ari and see if there's a way in the restructuring process if you could fit that in.
Well, I think part of it too, though, is too, when I was thinking about this, I was looking into things too, under the UA's jurisdiction, the campus code of conduct, and also, correct me if I'm wrong, but also says, the statement on students' rights, which I haven't even, do we still have a statement on student rights? I couldn't even find one.
As opposed to prohibitions, what you can't do.
I mean, yeah, just because the way, just again, this it needs to be worked out, and so, but it is kind of a thought I've had. But would be staffed by all the constituent assemblies, and it would also be kind of a forum, like when something like the Chi Alpha thing happens, or the pro-life group issue on the engineering quad last, when something like that happens, this is also a place where, where students, faculty, members of the community can turn when they feel like some of their rights and freedoms on campus have been violated.
We don't have an ombudsman, do we? Mm-hmm. Do we have an ombudsman?
Yes, we do.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Do they?
They still exist.
Get many complaints of.
Maybe we need to invite. I think is it Linda Paulson?
Yeah, she used to be J.A.
Yeah. Maybe next year we should invite her in.
Heard of anything up there?
Perhaps we should put that onto the agenda for the fall to.
Yeah, invite her.
Invite her to come to the meeting.
For GPSA, some of the issues that we've been discussing over the past couple of semesters. One concern and questions that we've had, and President Sport has addressed this, is the current climate and how graduate students can be proactive in participating in that process. The idea of sustainability has also been discussed at various of our meetings. One issue that our Student Advocacy Committee is looking at and very actively following up on is the relationship that graduate students have as a whole with Gannett, particularly in terms of not just health care but mental health care, and that those needs are being addressed for graduate students as sort of a particular demographic on campus. Other ideas that we have been interested in is MLK Day, and also sort of putting forward a resolution that's acknowledged. LGBT issues and the director of the center was also that's been coming up on our agenda for us. The idea that sort of touches onto the humanities, the Night Visual Resources Center, and what's happening with that in their collection of images. Transportation issues have been discussed with us in terms of TCAT and how the routes affect how we move across campus and also through Ithaca. We had an open forum, which is quite successful. Brian Forster headed that with the Student Advocacy Committee. The idea of graduate students being residents of College Town, that there's not a high demographic there, and how the council's plans, how that might change that issue. The idea of the email upgrades, and several of us have started to upgrade to CMail over the past weeks within my department, definitely. Also, how families, graduate students with families, might better be brought into the community. Whereas with Slope Day, that seems to be sort of definitely geared towards not necessarily family friendly or family oriented. There's a larger gathering that, you know, even that we can sort of all participate in that way. And then also the issue of housing and Haslam, and that you can now get a contract and not necessarily be a family to live in Haslam. So those are just some of the issues that we're definitely going to continue to bring to the table next year.
So it sounds like from listening to the undergrads and the grads, there's nothing on their list.
Or their concerns.
Apathetic group.
Yes, Marty.
I know I'm an outsider visitor, but I wanted to say something about the first thing you mentioned about sustainability and bring it to the attention of the group that we lost our UA representative to the Sustainability Committee because Alex is no longer a UA member. And so we need one, in fact, Friday, when the Sustainability Committee will meet again. We need a UA rep. Would the UA be willing in this session to elect somebody or choose somebody to go to that meeting on Friday? So at least temporarily we can, that person serves as the convener of the meetings, and in fact, is the chair. Alex was the chair of the committee, and just realized that he went off of the UA as of the 30th of May, I guess it is.
Yes.
So you're unusual in going off.
I am off.
Yeah, I know, but maybe if it's the 31st of May, then he may still be on.
He went off.
April?
Or May?
When did
I clarify?
I went off the 30th of April.
But I just scanned the list and it looks like your date was unusual.
Can I make a suggestion?
No.
I'm not 100% sure which thing, because there is a thing about committee terms starting June 1st, unless otherwise noted, but in this case it's a UA liaison, so as soon as their UA term ends, they shouldn't be serving as a UA liaison to the committee anymore. But can I make a suggestion? And don't know, this might be the first time I said this in a long time. Maybe it would be a good idea just to have Alex preside over that meeting this Friday and give this group some more time to pick a... I think it's an awful lot to just drop.
Well, he said, well, it is, but he said that he had tried to use the facilities of the committee and was banned from doing so because he had gone off as the UA. That's what some, he told me. He just sent
he
me
might have been unsubscribed from lists, but...
well, if he was unsubscribed from lists, that makes it difficult for him to serve. I guess that's a nice suggestion. It's just it's a little late now. We could have done that perhaps. I mean, he can join, but is there anybody else who wants to be convened?
What time is the meeting?
It's at 1 o'clock, and it's in Rice Hall in the Center for Sustainable Future, 200 Rice Hall.
I have a recommendation. Without having talked to him, I would recommend that we keep Alex on until we, for that meeting that you have scheduled.
Keep him on what?
Keep him on as the chair for that meeting. Because he intends to run in the fall, correct? To come back to the U.S.
Oh, I see.
However, you need to check with him quick, because how do you know he doesn't have an exam or something going on?
Well, he doesn't. He was prepared to come.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay.
That would be my recommendation, that we keep him installed till Friday, at least.
Sensible.
And then...
Well, see, the UA site says he's on till the 31st of May, so...
Well, he said he was not able to access any of the lists because he was taken off.
Yeah, the UA is kind of in an odd situation because I think the memberships end just for the UA at the beginning of May instead of the end of May.
Why does it say he's on the UA on the 31st?
Copying and pasting.
But it says for a number of people that they're on it on May 31st.
Yeah, but I'm saying that might be a mistake.
Well, do we have the power to make this arrangement so that we're covered?
That's
for this
the question.
Meeting?
Yeah.
Can we just make a motion? For example, I move that for the sake of being a committee liaison, his term be extended till June 1st, 2009.
I second.
I mean, it would make more sense to extend his term until you guys appointed somebody to replace him. Unless you're planning on doing that now, I would suggest that you extend his term until you have the time to replace him.
Which won't be until the fall.
Right, and then he has
to do that.
He'll be reelected.
Well, then you're like deafening a person as the UA member. Indefinitely, which is...
Well,
no.
There are mistakes elsewhere. There could be a mistake.
October 1st, September 1st.
Okay, are they actually meeting over the summer, the committee?
Yes.
Yes.
Till September 1st.
Yeah, we're meeting several times over the summer in order to get some things in place.
It seems like a structural error in
the charter.
Because many of these committees...
It's not a structural error because, I mean, in this case, you have a UA liaison who... did not continue to be a member of the UA.
He could have been extended through the summer, or he has to wait for the fall to be reappointed.
Until he was a member of the UA. And there are vacancies for students on the UA, but they have to be filled by election.
Okay, to get around the bureaucracy, like you said,
he emailed me about this, and I suggested to him that because the UA has allowed this committee to sort of flexibly create new positions within its membership, that if the committee voted to create a membership position for him,
a short-term membership until September 1st?
Well, they could approve it, I think, for up to a year or so. The end of next year, even if they wanted to.
So are you prepared to allow him to be on this committee because the UA, the Student Assembly is not going to be able to ratify this like they did, like the EA did.
Well, it's not, the whole Student Assembly doesn't, they have a staffing committee which probably would be able to ratify it. Maybe not by Friday, but
Okay, so because there was an error in the Assembly's listing for him as being still on the UA until 31st of May, I suggest that we say that he is continues to be on the UA until 31st of May, in which event he is serving as the chair of this committee until the 31st, and we'll ask for him to be extended through for a year's period of time as a sustainability as a SA member. And then you can clear that with the SA committee.
I think that would bend to his number of roles.
Terrific. Thank you very much.
Do we need to vote on that?
Why don't we vote on it? Solidify.
I move to pass everything that
I second.
Thank you.
All in favor? Seven in favor, no opposed, no abstentions.
Thanks.
Final date of
31st of May, and but actually, Ari is going to ask to have him extended through till as a student assembly member, appointed member. He's going to ask that he appropriate.
I assume the committee is all on board with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready to move on to do you have a question?
Sorry. Oh, I just have to leave a rehearsal. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Marty.
I have a question for you. Yes. You mentioned the name Brian Foster. Who is that?
He is currently the vice president for operations and most recently the chair of the student advocacy.
He's a grad student?
He's a grad
student. Okay. And then the only other thing, just briefly, you mentioned Gannett and the grad students.
Mm-hmm.
I have worked with Gannett with undergrad, but I don't know about grad students, so I just wondered what the issue or concern was, just briefly.
The concern is that and I think this also affects undergraduates, but it hasn't necessarily been directed specifically, or graduate students haven't focused on a partnership with Gannett. In terms of caps, and when you call in, either not being able to get an appointment on campus immediately, within a reasonable time frame, or then following up in terms of going out to referrals in the community.
Okay. Thank you.
Steph Perto has worked extensively with Gannett, so she might be a good person to tap for that stuff. Because I knew she was interested in that stuff.
Oh, Seth.
Yeah. Because she worked a lot with Sharon.
He did.
Yeah, that's what he and me looked
at. Was it?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's part of Seth.
So he would probably be a really good asset for that. Can we move on to the approval of the minutes from the last meeting? You have a correction, sir?
I think I do. The minutes for Wednesday, April 29th, under roll call.
Mm-hmm.
It says roll call is taken via sign-in sheet.
Right.
And my name is listed. And then my name is listed as not present as well.
And you were not here.
I was not at that meeting.
Yes.
Sorry, Leanne. I'll take you
off. Okay.
Yeah.
I call for acclamation to approve the revised minutes for April 29th.
And I glanced at it, so I didn't see any corrections, but I could be wrong.
Seconded
by Leon. Any opposed? Seeing none, the minutes pass unanimously. Okay, now we need to start thinking about your executive committee, your chair and vice vice chair in staff and committees, and considering, can we even do that?
No, we can't.
I don't think so. And also, I'm thinking, yes, it says in the charter that there's supposed to be an organizational meeting at the beginning of the May when the chair and the vice chair are elected. But half the assembly seems not to be staffed yet.
Yes.
Last year.
May I make a recommendation? Oh, go ahead.
Going off of last year's precedent, they did our A first. Executive committee, and then it was under the same situation to approve the chair and vice chair from the executive committee. They appointed an interim, which was Marty, was chair, interim chair.
I was the interim chair last summer.
Oh, well, I reviewed the minutes before I came to this meeting, so.
You wasn't? Yeah, I was the interim chair.
And then the,
what were you reading?
I haven't read it here. Well,
I think he's right, Ryan.
Last year, May 7th, 2008.
I'm trying to pull up a browser. I don't do math. No, I want this one.
Okay, so M Hatch said he would remain as the passive chair over the summer in the event that something needed to be addressed. They could vote for the new chair and vice chair at the first meeting of the next academic year. R. Orm would be temporarily adjunct interim vice chair.
Oh. Okay.
May 7th,
I thought I was chair.
No, don't you mean, these youngins know what's going on.
Apparently.
The old folks, our memory's going.
No,
they got it all on their laptop.
Going based on that, then, if any, would you all care if I remained chair over the summer? We would just need to elect a vice chair.
Sorry, I thought you just said Marty was.
That was
last year.
When he was, he continued temporarily.
This again seems like there's a structural flaw in this.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Well, that brings me to another question, which I feel like seems to be taking on new urgency.
You turn the charter.
The need to revisit the charter and substantially at least change the structural part. I mean, even if we're not looking at, you know, the membership or the authority section, just the committees and the timeline. Another thing that gets to me about it is this notion, it actually says in the charter that members of the UA, unless otherwise stated, cannot serve on the UA committee.
Okay.
Now, I don't know what they were thinking when they wrote that, but it has the effect of making it impossible for UA members themselves to directly activate a committee.
They can be a liaison.
They must be a non-voting convener.
That's right.
Or liaison.
But that's consistent with the resolution that created the committee that we made this past year.
Yeah, it's consistent. They're consistent with how things have been done, but at the same time, it seems to be creating a system where the committees don't really do. So
it's outdated.
Okay,
we really need to look at that in the fall.
I think it would be good to have an interim chair and vice chair distinction, just so, for instance, if we need to confirm the renewals of the university hearing and review board members, we can at least do that. I think it would also be good as soon as possible, so as soon as the UA membership of each constituency is resolved, to have those groups caucus to appoint an executive committee member. I don't know how much such remember from last year, but each.
Yep.
So the faculty members would caucus to pick
their faculty,
a faculty member, and we've actually set up email lists for those four constituencies to facilitate that by email if it's not possible to do it in the meeting.
Okay.
And
we need to really have that in place for the first of the meeting, for the first meeting in the fall.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe I'm thinking about it some more. Since there doesn't really appear to be a forum, maybe it would be better just to leave the chair and the vice chair question until the first meeting of the fall. And just try to have an executive committee consisting of four constituent leaders. Is that making sense? I mean,
we have an interim executive committee until fall, is what you're saying?
Yeah, so it would be a group of four people that would have to agree.
And what if people are away?
Well, four people, getting four people to review something by email and express their opinion is pretty feasible. Getting an attempt with 19 people isn't.
I move we caucus right now, according to the agenda, to establish an executive committee as Ari has described.
It's going to be kind of difficult for the faculty
that?
And the employees. Or it might not be.
There's two.
There's two of us.
There's two.
This is just for the summer.
Just a temporary executive committee for the summer, right?
Yeah, since this is kind of not really grounded in
law. in the
charter.
Yeah,
and,
we
just the charter would indicate that what would be effective?
Well, the charter assumes that at this organizational meeting,
right,
everybody's
here and we could do it right now, but we
for clarification, would it be possible to do that within each constituency? You stated a few minutes ago how getting four to five people to communicate via email is fairly easy. If we did that within each of the constituencies with the new members who aren't present over the next week, set a deadline that within a week one needs to be selected from each constituency, and then that way by next Friday you will have your executive committee.
I think that's actually feasible for students because you can get students together and the student assembly and the GPSA already have their membership straightened out. I think it's going to be a problem for faculty and employees.
Well, right, but right now I'm appointed through the 31st of this month and so they haven't even gone to look for any faculty representative. And so that's where if you're right that I'm actually fired as of in the last month, then at least the charter is correct about that. But as it is, it doesn't make any sense to select new positions with people who have one
day
month left.
I guess the first question would be, what are the terms?
Or maybe we suspend the rules. And
are you planning on being here next year?
Because
you're supposedly up in 2009.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, I plan to be here next year.
Okay.
So you need to get the EA to reappoint you.
The major issues,
what,
I don't even know how the grad students do. Will the EA and Faculty Senate be meeting within the next 2 weeks to reappoint?
It's not the Faculty Senate, it's the Dean of the Faculty's office.
Is that right that the Dean of Faculty chooses faculty members to UA?
The Nominations and Elections Committee. It's the same process that
the
Faculty Senate Staff Committee.
But there's no election, just nomination.
It's staffed in the same way as committees are staffed. So it would be like.
Doesn't nominations and elections put people up for things that have to be ratified and approved?
I've never been to a faculty senate meeting, so I don't know how that works. I'd assume that they report them to the faculty senate. Yeah, but I know that not all of the positions they staff are done by. I don't believe that they do the UA positions by election. No. You weren't elected, right?
It's by the a nominations committee.
Okay.
But the nominations committee just finds people, but they're not elected. It's a nominations committee, but they're only nominated, not elected.
Well, I think
it's the nominations and elections committee. I think that the committee.
UA, they had the power to just appoint. Once they nominated, they appointed. I don't think it went to a. I don't think it went to every faculty member's mailbox.
And I don't believe that they've ever had enough faculty interest to have an election that was competitive.
That may be why.
Never mind. Board members, 2 years staggered terms.
I just remember asking whether I was the reason you nominated.
Because we need to get the EA to report to you if you're not here. And then to fill the other 2 seats.
I think there's so many discrepancies up in the air right now.
We have
no choice but to delay it. Both our employee assembly and faculty center are depleted for representatives.
Which would make it a good idea to have someone continuing.
If we get in contact with employee chair and dean of faculty senate for within the next week to appoint its new members, would that be feasible?
Yeah.
And then separate the different constituencies via email to decide the representative. So within a 10-day period,
the
you can
have... The problem is for new people to serve over the summer without an institutional memory, that's hard. They don't know what's going on. They haven't had a meeting. Nobody to talk to. It would make more sense if... Could it be the fact that you appoint interim people just to serve over the summer so there's no lack in existence of this body?
The way it's structured, actually, that it doesn't say anything about May 1st, so I think we could say that maybe the idea was that the assembly would continue to be in operation until June 1st, like with the other assemblies, but there would be this period that could have the new assembly meet and organize for next year's business.
Didn't it say something about May 1st up there previously?
It did, but it wasn't related.
Oh, it wasn't relevant. Okay,
yeah.
Forget it.
It says there will be an organizational meeting in the spring to elect the chair and the vice chair, but after the completion of unspecified elections,
which didn't happen.
The only groups that hold elections are the SA holds direct elections for some of its UA positions. GPSA holds elections in its Council of Representatives, which is a body of about 100 students. The faculty and the employee assembly both have an appointment process.
Do we know that it hasn't happened? Do we know for sure?
I know for sure it hasn't happened because if it happened, I would have gotten a letter of appointment from the Dean of Faculty's office. They're very organized about that.
Yeah, and they would have come to me.
Yeah.
So where are we in all of this then? What are we going to do, I guess? What's the action that we should take now?
So we can't have an interim chair and vice chair over the summer, is what you're saying.
Well, there's no provision for it in the charter, but obviously if there's business the UA needs to do on an interim basis, there should be some basis to do it. I mean, that's better than not having a UA at all. I think the best thing is to have some consensus in this group about whatever is done over the summer and to sort out the chair and the vice chair according to what's in the charter in the fall when you have full membership and a quorum that can really do that. Does that make sense?
So it seems most sensible to have current executive members continue. The trouble is it just Ron and are you executive member?
It was Mark.
And he's not going to be here. He's probably over the summer. Marty was the faculty.
But even if people are not physically here, then they could do the
yep.
they could do the
conference calls, or they could do whatever. You know what I mean? I don't think everybody necessarily.
Yeah, but I think it's also problematic if somebody's term has completely ended.
Well, how about the three to go forward? Mark can go forward. Robbie can go forward.
That's well, grad students just re-elected.
So can we have those three go forward?
Was Ed the executive committee member this year?
No.
Are both of you left?
Well, you can.
Are you still? Are both of you? Oh, no, you're done.
You're done.
It's
May 31st.
Yeah. But could the dean of the faculty, could Fried, could he appoint?
Well,
temporarily for the summer? Could he extend an appointment? Or no? It's too complicated? What should happen with the faculty side of the house?
What should happen with the faculty?
Because it seems like the other three, there are three possibilities, right?
Well, I personally would be happy to be unrepresented on the executive committee through the summer. I think that would not be a tragedy, but...
Is that possible? Or
because they don't have a very strong mandate to be doing anything.
It's just for your content, but still, I think we should have a faculty member. But is there another faculty member besides myself, and it's just not at this meeting, but is continuing legitimately through the summer? You'd think they would stagger it that way.
They used to be.
Is there on the list?
Yeah,
Jim Blair.
James Blair's through 2010.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Is he here?
He was also one of the members who attended our organizational meeting to figure out how to restructure the UA, which implied that one of the things brought up is the length it would take to do that project. So I think he was well aware he would be returning.
Okay. He's just not at the meeting today for whatever reason, but he is continuing. So we could make him the faculty member on the executive committee. People who are not here deserve to be drafted.
So was that the fourth?
So then we do have four people.
We have four people
in the committee.
Right.
Maybe we need to vote for him formally.
With the undergraduates, Mark is going to be on the hearing boards now, which you can't be if you're on the UA. The charter. So, Cade, would you just want to kind of take over?
I feel very strongly that if somebody's term is completely up, they should not be brought in to be.
Mark and Marty are both
gone.
Some questions. In your mind.
I would be willing to take over the undergrad spot. Of course, Natalie's not here to ratify, but...
So we got
you
the...
Have
we have volunteered James.
So he's faculty.
On the summer continuing executive committee would choose to follow.
So we're just looking for a grad student and a staff member?
Who's the returning grad student?
Ed Strong.
I nominate Ed Strong to fill the graduate position. All in favor? Any opposed? Do you want me to?
Okay, I nominate Rodney to be the staff.
I second that. All in favor?
So we got the temporary executive summary.
And Kate, you're
going to
do
it
for
Cade said for the undergrad.
And those for all you have.
I just for all nominate Cade for undergrad.
Okay.
Second.
Somebody.
All in favor? I seconded it already.
Okay. Leanne seconded. And they all raised their hands to approve it.
So we got the.
All right. So now we have an executive committee to continue. Whew.
Okay.
So Jim is going to be the faculty person. That was the consensus.
Somebody should notify Blair.
I feel like from our past meetings, he not only expressed interest to become more involved, but going to a very lengthy meeting.
So who's going to contact him?
Do you want to?
I will. I have no problem.
Okay.
Rodney has contact until the end of the month.
Yeah, the current chair until the end of the month. We need an acting chair and an acting vice chair for the summer, right?
Yes.
Or is the executive committee going to
sort it out? Or should we tell them?
It's kind of tenuous, but I don't see, since it appears that the terms don't expire, I think that the April 30th things are actually mistakes. Since it appears the current executive committee continues to be the executive committee officially until the end of the month,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to recommend that we sort out the hearing and review board appointments before the end of the month, so hopefully no questions will come up that are significant until the executive board question is completely resolved in the fall.
Wait a minute. So, but what we just did is okay, right? You're not discounting what we just did, are you?
I'm not discounting it. I'm just saying.
You hope she doesn't have to use it.
Yes.
The next.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you were climbing up a cliff and there was a pipe.
Well, this is Plan B.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, what's the issue here?
I know.
Will that be happening fall then?
Well, that is.
What's worrying you?
The caucuses really don't have the full representation, and the meeting does more probably have quorum.
But this was just for this summer. It's just an interim.
Yes, right.
Not any. Everything will be done.
Yeah,
fall.
But occasionally the UA executive committee can make decisions that might be last beyond the summer. Like if you're confirming an appointment that lasts for 2 years, you probably want to avoid doing that until your mandate is assured.
But could we recommend to the current executive committee that that's what we would like to do? I mean, they have the say yay or nay, but or are you saying it's up to them? You know what I mean? What we just did, can we recommend that to them? That's what we want, or are you saying they'll just start from scratch and do whatever they want?
Are you suggesting maintain this current to run it for the summer or elect the chair and vice chair out?
I think that at the end of the summer, when the membership is all sorted out and everybody's staffed, elect a chair and a vice chair.
And the executive.
And actually have caucuses to confirm all these positions.
At the end of the summer, rather than at the first fall meeting?
I would call those the same.
That's what he
said.
Okay.
The same thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Can we just make sure that this magic
never happens again?
Because we had this last 1 year ago.
It was the same thing.
We had the same trouble, but we didn't actually make any structural changes. So I'm just wondering.
Well, over the last year, we did a big overhaul of the EA charter, which involved an ad hoc committee that probably met about a dozen times, and a lot. Our office participated in most of those meetings as well, because there were a lot of practical questions about staffing and, you know, is this going to leave enough time for this?
We'll start working on that in the fall.
I think, yeah, and it would be.
I would say the summer.
Good to have. Well, for the EA one, actually, to get it ready for a referendum held last month, we started in June.
Yeah. I was on a committee. It takes about a year to go word for word and everything in the charter.
Now, not as a formal thing from the UI, of course, this could completely change. Should a formal ad hoc committee be charged in the fall? But are there anybody who would be interested in doing some of that over the summer?
I think that was one of the intentions that was expressed in the last. That was unofficially the first meeting of the review, unless you would think it was something otherwise.
You mean the meeting in Jim's office?
Yes.
Yeah. It was kind of informal.
Well, I'm officially off this committee at the end of this month, is that correct? Or the end of April or the end of this month?
The question now is, are...
Unless you're renewing. Are you not renewing?
Yeah, I'm going to, run again or whatever the...
No, they just have to appoint you.
Oh, through the employee assembly. I got you. Yeah, I'm renewing.
Are we going to decide committees today, appointments today, or hold off?
But how can we do that?
We can.
I think
we should wait until
we
the
can
fall.
Even do the a temporary executive committee.
Most of these committee positions won't be staffed until the fall anyway.
Right.
So,
right.
Can the current executive committee appoint a task force over the summer to start working on the charter?
Who are they going to appoint, though? We have, what, 7 people here?
They could do it themselves.
Could we
exactly
email caucus regarding that, send out a question email asking who would like to be involved? If Kelly's pleasure is returning, I assume she would want to since she was part of that committee meeting.
Do you have a sense that you already have such committees done?
I wouldn't say committee, but
people
we have already met regarding the same subject.
And what did we call that? I remember you asking for volunteers.
It was an unofficial ad hoc committee, I guess you could
an
say.
Unofficial ad hoc. Sounds like a pretty good name for a real
yeah.
ad hoc.
Yeah.
I would be one of the people that would be interested. I mean, I did it with the EA, so if you know what I mean.
Okay, and Jim was interested in that.
Is she returning?
Yes. I think her term doesn't end until next year.
No.
Or
no. Oh, yeah.
Yay.
So
is anybody else interested in being involved in that who will be around this summer?
I'd be interested. I'm not going to be around.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm going to tell somebody via email. Or
Amy?
Yeah.
Dead end day doesn't work for me either. Because it's supposed to be 2010.
That's what I
have
on the sheet.
You're
done. Brian reappointed me last year for 2 years.
And he said all the April 30th dates are wrong, correct? So calendars need to be fixed. Whoever.
Well, I think he's probably been saying April 30th for the last 3 years, so.
Sure, technically, digging.
Okay.
Well, it seems like we have a task force or temporary ad hoc committee or whatever the term is going to be for people that would be interested.
I would recommend
in the
them
charter.
To keep.
Say it again.
If they want to meet over the summer to continue to look at it. And then we'll create it in the fall. We'll formalize it in the
right.
fall.
And particular issues that have come up.
The membership is crucial.
Membership, yeah,
it's crucial
in,
to look at first.
Which seems like a silly idea, but anyway, that could be talked about. Dates.
But who's going to be?
Membership.
Here's my thing. If something comes up that we need to look at, we're going to let the executive committee review it or deal with it.
Yes.
This
group.
Okay.
The group being which group?
Jim, Ed, Rodney, Kate.
Okay.
That's 4.
And that same group could
constitute
a review.
Operating without clear rules.
They want to charge you nuts.
I'm sorry?
Right. I mean, that same group could be the study group to begin to look at the charter if they wanted to.
They could,
yeah.
But personally, I'm not going to have the time this summer to work on it.
But maybe some of the others might.
Right.
People could ask for replacements within their
exactly.
4 categories.
Just create up a little task force within there.
Yeah.
I already agreed that I would do it. I mean, I've done it once.
Okay.
It's long and tedious. It's
got
to be done.
I'm not sure. Do any of the stuff we did.
Seeing as how we have pretty much covered what we are able to do today, and we've been extended that, I'm going to move that the interim officers meet, set up a timeline of when we'll accomplish things, when we'll vote on committees, when we'll have the new officers in place, the new constituency staff. Does anyone have any objections?
say that again?
The interim officers meet to set up a timeline so we're all on the same page of when.
The gang of four.
When the faculty senate will be staffed, when the employee assembly will be staffed, when we'll vote on committee.
Very democratic term.
Now it seems.
Sure. I'd go with that.
That's not okay. Yeah.
Does anyone have anything else to add?
I think we're ready to adjourn.
I had one. I had one report from the committee, and it's the Cornell Child Care Committee, the subcommittee of the Family Services Committee. These two committees were created in 2008-2009 as UA committees. And I wanted to, there was one item that we had a visit from a member of the committee to talk about the child care grant and its and an analysis that the committee had done on the distribution of that grant money. And there was significant interest expressed by the UA with regards to that, and in particular trying to make it more favorable to lower income groups. And this is the child care grant for employees and faculty and staff. It's not the student pool of money. And we've actually are considering a recommendation to make a change that was similar to what was discussed here in the UA to cap the family income who have access to this grant and redistribute towards the lower income to raise the money that's given to the lower income groups. And so this hasn't been voted on yet by the committee. I was hoping that this is something that the HR, which is the administrative unit that's connected to this committee, it seems favorable to. They may need advocates because this comes into, they're going to have pushback because this is part of a benefits pool source of money that, and in that sense, everybody on all income levels at the university has some say. So it's a place where I think the UA may be able to support this subcommittee and support HR in trying to make this change. It's one of these places where the fact that the UA goes blank over the summer is kind of inconvenient. It's also a place where I'm going to no longer be the liaison. I haven't been chair of that committee, but I'm the liaison, and I've been part of keeping it moving, and it would be very nice. It's quite an active, functional committee. It would be nice if we could make sure that it gets another UA liaison in the fall. And so, again, it's an example of why it would be nice that this last meeting be more functional by the change of the structure.
We'll also do a site a possible recommendation for when we do like how we're going to change that structure. If we could have the terms maybe go from August to August, this way we don't have people's terms ending right now.
Well, August to August is problematic too, because if you have undergraduate or graduate students who graduate in May.
But it wouldn't allow this meeting to be the appointment meeting either.
Yeah. This last meeting should not be too much competition.
But I don't think there's anything we can do on this to support this subcommittee at this time. I think it's a success story as a UA committee at this moment. But I'll try to remind somebody to make sure that there's a UA rep in the fall. Amy maybe can help. I think it's a reason to keep active committees alive. They can't function. So,
do you have any current members in mind who you might suggest or not yet?
No.
Okay.
I don't. And so I was. If there is somebody who happens to be here today, interested in child care issues, that'd be great. But so.
For part of it, yeah, I'll just in the city, so.
Okay, with your son and daughter, do you think?
Yeah. I'll bring my kids too. I'll drop them off the child care center.
So, there is one motion you can make without a quorum.
Adjourn it?
To adjourn.
I make
ready
a motion.
To adjourn?
Yeah. I make a motion we adjourn.
Okay.
All in favor? Any opposed? See you all next year. Those of you that are coming back.
Yes, everybody.
Everybody who's here is planning to come back, right?
I'm stuck for you.
I might come back in the future. Because there's always an open back.
Well, yes.
Okay, so
I mean,
if
so
I want to...
Right?
Though I don't think there is a...
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.